30 short proofs that the Earth is flat. Follow if you're curious why people believe in it. Look at how sun rays break through the clouds. See the angles? They spread out in different directions. That suggests the sun is not as far from the clouds as we're told. If the sun were 93 million miles away, the rays would appear parallel. Airplanes always fly straight. On a globe, they'd have to constantly tilt downward, otherwise they'd drift into space. Water always levels itself. If we were on a sphere, oceans would be in constant chaos, but they're calm. There's a huge difference in temperature between the equator and the poles. On a flat Earth, the sun circles above the equator, which would explain the heat. If the sun were really that far away, the temperature difference wouldn't be so extreme. The temperatures on other planets also seem strange. For example, Mercury is colder than Venus, even though it's closer to the sun. The horizon looks flat at any altitude, no fisheye lens. You can see this from high-altitude balloons. Ships can see lighthouses from very far away. On a curved Earth, this shouldn't be possible. Some flight paths don't make sense on a globe, but they look much more logical on a flat Earth map, like Sydney to Johannesburg. Especially when crossing the Pacific, wouldn't it be easier to fly straight across? And look at how flights avoid Antarctica. Strange, right? It looks like they're hiding something, but these routes make sense on a flat map.
We see full moons in the day, even when Earth is supposedly between the sun and moon. That's not how shadows work.
Why is the sun so bright during the day? If other stars were even brighter and bigger, shouldn't the night sky be just as bright? They say the planet spins at 1,000 miles per hour, plus the sun moves, plus the galaxies spin. That adds up to insane speeds. Yet we feel nothing. Wouldn't there be chaos? Planes shouldn't fly the way they do. They'd either reach too fast or miss their destinations. Weather doesn't seem affected by gravity. If Earth spun that fast, weather would be completely unstable. Bullets shot straight up land only a few hundred meters away. With rotation, they should land far off, even kilometers away. With that kind of spinning, water should fly off into space. Just watch how water behaves on a spinning tennis ball. Imagine we're in a vacuum, like they say. Look what vacuum does to sealed tanks. If Earth were in space, wouldn't it collapse too? Lasers shot over long distances stay level, they don't curve. Terrain may affect the result, but not Earth's curvature. Star positions haven't changed in hundreds of years. There's no visible parallax. Constellations stay the same. At the North Pole, Polaris always stays in the same place, and stars rotate around it. Strange if the universe is expanding. NASA talks about planets in other galaxies, but we don't see a single space station in real footage. When building long railways, even over 13,000 kilometers, they don't account for any curvature. If Earth were a globe, canals would curve and water would flow off somewhere. But canals like the Suez look flat and motionless. Gravity? Have you ever seen actual, direct proof of it? Ask AI sometimes, it even gives flat Earth info. Try it yourself. Many proofs for the globe are questionable, like in Antarctica, where shadows shift in seconds. Edited images of the globe. Pause and look, something feels off. CGI is used in every globe Earth video. Radio signals often reach far beyond the horizon past where they should be blocked by curvature. Time zones don't align well with a rotating globe. Neighboring regions with the same sun position often have very different local times, which fits better with a man-made system for a flat map. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. The Flativerse app will change how you view everything, from Earth's shape to your place in the universe. Tap into maps, simulations, and secrets they keep hidden. See it for yourself. Link in bio.